All right, Tim, it was a big win for the Dodgers yesterday, taking 2 out of 3 from the Padres. They clinch a spot in the postseason. And a guy that drove in 3 of those Dodger runs is Dodger catcher Will Smith, and he joins us from the Mile High City. How's the head feeling, Will? Not a little lightheaded, are you?
No, the altitude's not getting to me too much, no.
Can you describe what the feeling was like in the clubhouse and on the plane ride to Denver after clinching a spot in the postseason?
Yeah, I don't think we really knew that we clinched, to be honest with you. You know, we didn't really celebrate. I guess we aren't really allowed to celebrate, which kind of stinks. But, yeah, you know, guys are happy. You know, that's the first step of many this year to, you know, that ultimate goal. So, you know, guys, we're excited. It was a good flight. Got in not too late last night and ready to go today.
Now that you're out of that series with the Padres and take 2 out of 3, can you put into context what that meant for you guys, considering they're the second best team record-wise in the National League?
I mean, it didn't really mean too much to us. You know, it's just another team we're playing. You know, they're a good team, but I mean, we believe we're the best team out there and we're the ones to beat. So, you know, we're just going to play with a chip on our shoulder, knowing everyone's coming after us. And, you know, we got to be ready to go every night.
Can you feel that, Will? Can you feel that every time you guys take the field, whoever's on the other side, it's like the biggest game of the season for them?
Yeah, you can feel it. You know, every other team comes out hot. You know, they're yelling from the dugout. They're trying to get excited. But, you know, as long as we play well, we're going to take care of business and win ball games.
Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel in this regular season, considering there's only 10 more to go?
Yeah, you know, it's creeping up fast, but we're trying to get ready for postseason, start playing some really good baseball, and carry that momentum into the end of the playoffs.
Will Smith is our guest, and Will, you've really started to hit on all cylinders, not only defensively, but also with the bat. Has it been challenging to get into a rhythm this season, because you are really hitting the ball well, just not getting the results?
You know, it's been an interesting season. Yeah, because, you know, the results weren't there, but the good at bats were, the quality contact was. So I didn't really have to change much. You know, it wasn't like I was really struggling to put the bat on the ball. It's just kind of, you know, staying mentally tough, where, you know, if hits are going to come, you're going to start to find holes. Just keep going, and that's kind of what I did. And, you know, I'm just going to try to keep doing that.
Will, that's got to give you some confidence when you're getting a night off from being behind the plate, that they want your bat in the lineup and you're a DH. That doesn't happen too often for catchers.
Yeah, no. No, that's nice. It shows, you know, they're confident in me. And, you know, they want my bat in there, which is, you know, a great feeling. But, you know, doesn't really change anything for me. I'm going to go out and compete my best every night.
As a young player, you've had minimal experience at Coors Field. Do you try to get a little overzealous when you know that the ball travels there? As a young guy, what have you been able to try to tell yourself?
No, you actually try to do less, because the ball flies. You know, you don't have to muscle up any extra. It's just, you know, continue to do what I've done all year. Just find the barrel. Get in the air, it's probably going to fly. So you don't gotta try to do too much here.
Is Coors Field everything that you heard it was when you were watching in the minor leagues and throughout your childhood?
Yeah, you know, the ball definitely flies here. You can see it in BP. You know, normal balls that are at the wall or something carry, and then the balls you really crush or they go even farther, which is pretty cool and fun. But, yeah, it's a cool stadium. It's fun to play out here, and it's a good city.
Have you noticed the difference with pitches when you're receiving as well? Because the word is breaking pitches don't break as much at Coors Field. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's – I guess they say that, but I don't know. I didn't really notice it too much last year. I don't know. It's not really going to change our game plan at all.
No, you guys have been rolling since day one. Thanks a lot for the time, continued success and health, and we'll see you at the end of this 10-game tunnel.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
There he is, Tim, Dodger catcher Will Smith, and so good a DH once in a while as well. We'll send it back to you.